This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Got a garden itch you just can't scratch? Here's a helper that doesn't involve rubbing your back up against the corner of a wall. Get a jump start by planting your tender bulbs indoors from now until April. You can purchase bulbs from local garden centers, or maybe you dug up your cannas, your dahlias, or your tuberous begonias last fall and want to get started. Clean up the bulbs, check for any mushy parts, and toss them. I saved some canna bulbs, put them in my basement, and looked at them for this garden bite. Yeah, they're dried up and not worth even trying. Bummer. If you have viable bulbs that are not dried or mush, then divide them. And using a 50-50 mix of peat moss and perlite or vermiculite, pot them up. For tuberous begonias, plant them hollow side up at the same level as the soil mix. For canna rhizomes, make sure the eyes are looking up at you. Bury them so the upper half of the rhizome is just peeking above the soil surface. Dahlias prefer to be planted in a pot with the eye buried an inch below the soil surface. If you saved your caladiums, good for you. Those guys are spendy but stunning. Plant the caladium tuber with knobby side up in small pots. Cover tubers with 1 to 2 inches of soil. Water your newly planted bulbs well and move them to a warm location. Once they sprout, get them to the light. A sunny window is great, or artificial light is fine too. Keep the soil moist but not wet. In late spring, get those babies in the ground outside and be the first in your neighborhood with blooming begonias. I have more information on GardenBite.com, as well as some beautiful new caladiums to gaze at. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.